Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Local people, local stories. This is the WBBM All Local from News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM.
Members of the Chicago Teachers Union have voted overwhelmingly to accept the tentative agreement they won after their historic 11-day strike. The latest figures indicate votes were 81% yes to ratify the new contract with CPS. CTU President Jesse Sharkey says he thinks teachers aren't completely satisfied with the contract.
We still think there needs to be taxation of the wealthiest people in our city. We still think that basic services to students in terms of special education, arts and music, all those things need to be fortified, made stronger. We're not going to give up those fights.
Highlights of the five-year contract include a 16% pay hike for teachers, a commitment of $35 million to enforce limits on the number of students in classrooms, and a promise that every Chicago public school will have nurses and social workers by 2023. The head of a Westside charter school praising two of its workers for trying to help a man who was shot and killed in a vehicle outside the school.
Mike Rogers is the executive director of the Moving Everest Charter School on Laramie near Kinzie, where police say a man walked up to a vehicle outside the school and shot a man in the vehicle several times. Rogers says two of the school's workers, nurse Amanda Thorson and behavioral interventionist Andrew Scott Musso, a trained paramedic, sprang into action to help the man who was shot.
A couple of our staff members left the building and tried to perform CPR on the individual.
Police say the vehicle wasn't in park and it rolled into a couple of poles as the school workers were trying to help the shot man. Musso was taken to the hospital as a precaution, but was not seriously hurt. Rogers says what the workers did shows how much they care about the school and the community it's in. Jim Goodis, News Radio, 105.9 FM.
A Chicago firefighter is facing charges after a domestic incident.
Chicago police were called to a home on 17th Street near Walcott earlier this week and found Daryl Jefferson with a bloody arm. The Tribune reports that Jefferson, a Chicago firefighter, claimed his girlfriend had stabbed him, but they then noticed bruises on her neck. Police say the girlfriend told them she was kicked out of their home and admitted buying a box cutter and slashing Jefferson's car tires. She says that is when she was choked and her boyfriend started cutting himself, saying no one would do anything because he's a fireman. The paper says Jefferson has been charged with domestic battery and criminal damage to property. The fire department says an internal investigation is underway. Jennifer Kuiper, News Radio 105.9 FM.
A 37-year-old street gang member from the west suburbs now accused of trying to send money to ISIS.
Jason Brown goes by the name Abdul Jameh. Prosecutors say he was radicalized in prison and that he's the alleged leader of the AHK street gang in Bellwood. He's now accused of providing material support to a foreign terrorist group. Prosecutors say he allegedly gave $1,500 cash to what he thought was an Islamic State soldier in Syria, who turned out to be a federal agent. The indictment says Brown gave $500 in cash to a government informant on three occasions last September and October. Brown thought the informant was going to wire the money to an account in Iraq. It was sent to a government account instead. Brown was arrested last week, and he will appear in court for a detention hearing November 21st. Rob Hart, News Radio 105.9 FM.
Chicago has held a lottery to determine who will get to sell legal pot in January.
The city's existing medical dispensaries will be first to sell recreational pot because of a law the city council passed last month. After that, 38 permits are left. Three for the Chicago North District, four for the Northwest, five in the Southwest District, and six each in the West and Southeast Districts. The Tribune reports it was over in 45 minutes once the lottery was done. There were three permits left in the Southeast District, four left in the Far South District. The rest of the city permits sold out. Now the firms must find a location, get business credentials, hire workers, and get ready to open in the new year. Jan Coleman, News Radio, 105.9 FM.
Meantime, new research says pot remains popular and growing.
Published by the American Academy of Pediatrics, a new report finds marijuana use among young adults, especially college students, is steadily increasing. University of Alabama pediatrician Dr. Susan Wally says cannabis threatens still developing young brains.
We've seen marijuana use associated with changes in the brain, with attention, memory, decision-making, and also motivation.
Wally says marijuana use can also lead to early schizophrenia. Stephen Kaufman, CBS News.
Rogers Park residents on the north side have been watching their beaches disappear as higher lake levels erode the shoreline. Now, city says some effort will be made next week to shore things up.
Juneway Terrace Beach is the worst. A sidewalk upended, and what was the beach under it and around it? Gone. A resident of a lakefront apartment told us last week things were getting so bad she's getting sand on her balcony. Now, the office of 49th Ward Alderman Maria Haddon says work is starting next week. Haddon's chief of staff is Leslie Perkins.
We received news from the Department of Transportation and the Chicago Park District earlier this week that beginning on Monday, crews will begin to install armor rock.
Armor rock is essentially big boulders, a stopgap. Alderman Haddon's office says the Juneway Beach project will take 4 to 5 weeks, and then crews will move on to Howard Beach, then Rogers Beach. Steve Miller, News Radio 105.9 FM.
After reaching a record low in September, the jobless rate in Illinois held steady last month. Rebecca Sisko of the Illinois Department of Employment Security says the October jobless rate in Illinois is now at 3.9%.
Job growth remains strong with an increase of 1,900 compared to last month. So this represents the highest number of jobs in the state of Illinois.
Sisko says the strongest areas of job growth last month in Illinois were in leisure, hospitality, education, and health services.
That's the WBBM All Local, updated multiple times a day. But for the latest news, traffic, weather, sports, and business, listen live to WBBM anytime by asking your smart speaker to play WBBM News Radio. You can also listen at WBBMNewsRadio.com, on the Radio.com app, and of course, on the radio. News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM, WBBM.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.